Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners, CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you? What do you do?
My name is Brigadier General Retired Blaine Holt. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Alchemy Incorporated. We're a startup in the SaaS space doing AI and ML solutions for the supply chain.
Love it. Now, should I call you General Holt for the rest of the podcast?
You can call me Blano. That's my Air Force call sign.
Blano. Okay, there we go. Blano, question number two. What is the best thing about working with businesses?
Well, the best thing about working with businesses is that there is so much to solve for now that we've had the COVID-19 crisis. They are going to need a lot of hardening after what we've been through with the fragility in business systems and where I'm focused on the supply chain.
Absolutely, absolutely. Question number three. What is the biggest challenge your business is facing in today's world?
Well, we've seen the vulnerability and the fragility of supply chain and other business systems surrounding supply chain in recent with the crisis. And so there's going to be a new line of companies coming on that are really focused on this type of resiliency. And that's where I think the focus needs to be as we recover and repair.
Absolutely. Question number four, what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B space like yourself that you think would be a great guest for the On Fire B2B podcast?
I think we should get as many as we can get who are in the hardening space, whether that's cyber companies that are looking at hardening a cyber vulnerability, what we do with supply chain, business systems, ERP systems, anybody who's going to help make business more resilient going forward. A blockchain company I know called VeriTX would be my next target.
Perfect. Perfect there. Question number five. Oh, you're ahead of schedule because you have 7 minutes and 19 seconds left. So question number five, what advice would you share with other companies in the B2B industry?
Well, what I would share is that being a startup company right now is a tremendously vulnerable time where many of the startups and many of the early stage companies are seeking investment dollars and resources to come to bear. So what I would be telling the community is, look for those solutions. Look for those solutions out there that can make a difference in the future post-crisis for you. And if it's just an investment community that is now having to focus on the crisis and what's happened to portfolios, see if you can't find your way to a strategic investment in these companies, because these are going to be the companies that champion the recovery.
That they are. I completely agree with you. And again, you know, I've said this on the last podcast before yours, is that from an economy standpoint, and again, apples and oranges, but still fruit, want to make sure I'm very clear about this. This is kind of like from an economy-wise 9/11.
It absolutely is. And I think lucky, because when you think about the vulnerability that we've experienced just with COVID-19, I don't think anybody would really argue that we're not going to be looking at other types of black swan events going forward in a very uncertain world. But I think what we do understand is that we've got to solve for those vulnerabilities. And this is probably our wake-up call.
It really is there. Let's get to question number six. Blano, this is the most important question of the podcast. I need you to, obviously, I know you're really good at taking orders, so focus on this one. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
I'll tell you, but taking orders well, many of my peers might disagree with my ability to do that. I will tell you that our first sale is with one of the world's leading aerospace manufacturers. We're working very well with them. They have a significant, complex, fast-moving, high-velocity supply chain, and we offer visualization and simulation into that supply chain that they could have never have done before. They see tremendous value in our ability to save them millions and billions of dollars on certain programs. And honestly, the country really needs us to be successful in helping them, because they are a major player and they have all of our support.
Wonderful. Love the story there. Blano, you now have 4 minutes and 56 seconds left. This is promo time. Ask me a question, talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
Well, let me just say that my new position as the Chief Executive Officer of Alchemy Incorporated, which is this SaaS company that is going to offer novel ways, unique ways to predict, visualize, and simulate supply chains in a way that allows companies now to quantify their risk, prioritize their risk, and see things and take actions in advance of consequence. Right now, supply chain managers are firemen and they have to react to bad circumstances that come up. What we want to do is use today's top technologies with the best people to give solutions that get them out in front of these things. So why would you have to suffer the consequences and millions of dollars of loss every day if we could let you visualize your vulnerabilities in a way that allows you to get ahead of that? And I'm on top of a marvelous team. And if there are folks out there that would like to join us, then by all means, get with us and we'll take you on.
Love it there. You have 3 minutes and 42 seconds left. Anything else you want to add? Or again, we can end early.
I just want to say that I appreciate the time. I love this platform. I watch the podcasts. And there are a lot of us that are building digital logistics companies right now. We're kind of in an alliance of sorts. And look for us because we will be out there hardening American business going forward.
Love it. There you pulled it off. 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. So you don't need to spill out your website, but you can say it just for everyone.
Alchemai.com, Alchemai.com. Please come.
Perfect. And it's already in the description. Look at that. It's magic. Blaino, General, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
For that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.